And I think this is like a common thing most SY alums say. It's like doing it for the full year is the best experience you're going to get. And I think SY is like the best experience I've had in my life. It's been so life-changing, and I can only recommend it to Wilmington Friends students. I think it's so important.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well and excited to learn more about your time abroad this past year. So let's start with, can you just tell our audience what drew you to the SYA program in the first place, and then why Spain in particular?
Yeah, so my sister, Lila, she actually went to Friends. She was class of 21, and she had applied to the program, and she was, like, really gonna do it, but, like, at the end she got in, but she decided not to. But that's when I was first introduced to the program. So I think I was in, like, 6th or 7th grade, and it kind of, like, the idea was brought to me. And then later, as I kept doing Spanish classes, and I met Profe, and I saw, like, how, like, excited he was to, like, share Spain and the culture with, like, his students. It, like, really inspired me. I was like, okay, I really want to do this. And so then I applied, and it's a story from there.
When did you first arrive in Spain?
I arrived in Spain in September.
What were your initial impressions of Spain, and was this a completely new experience for you, or had you been before?
No, it was my first time in Europe, and so I arrived in Spain, specifically Zaragoza, and we drove on a bus from Madrid to Zaragoza, and I was like, this is a desert. I was like, wow, there's not much around here. But then I arrived in Zaragoza, and I was like, kind of like in awe, because it's just so different. Like, there's like a huge cathedral in like the middle of the city, and I was like, what? I was like, that just makes no sense. Like, I'm not used to this at all. But it was like kind of like those things, like the buildings were completely different. There were so many people on the street. It was just like the little things.
And when you first arrived, were you then introduced to your host family?
Yes. Okay. I got off my 8-hour flight, went on the bus, and then I met my host family.
Can you describe your host family a little bit?
Yep. So I have two host siblings. One is named Javi, he's 24. The other is named Maria, and she's 28, and she lives in Mallorca. So it was just me, Javi, and then my host parents, Rosana and Javier. And so it was the three of us in the house, so I guess that makes four. And, like, they are super open. They're really funny, which is something, like, I felt like made me feel really comfortable, because the first dinner, I remember I was laughing so hard my head hurt. And it's just, like, things like that made it feel like home to me.
From day one to your final day, like, how did you find your Spanish improving and your overall comfort level of speaking the language in everyday conversation?
So day one, I felt like I was going into the program like a little delusional. Like, I went into the flight, I was like not nervous at all until like the moment before I saw my host family, when I was like sweating because I didn't know how to do the two kisses, and I was scared I was gonna kiss them on the lips. I was really, really scared. It's just like little culture shocks like that. But it was like in that moment I was like, oh, my Spanish is so good, I'm going to be fine. And then they started talking to me, and I was like, I'm not going to be fine, this is going to be hard. And so for the first couple months, it was like a lot of adjusting. I came into the program thinking I was like, I'm going to be fluent in a month. No. It took a way longer time than that. I think like the first semester was me really discovering like and kind of learning about Zaragoza and becoming more comfortable. And then the second semester is when my Spanish really came into play.
Was the biggest challenge for you the speed in which they were speaking?
It was, for example, my host brother, he's 24, and he spoke so, so fast. I remember one time I was at dinner, and my sister, Lila, she actually came to visit us because she is living in France. And so it was really cool. And he was telling us a story. And I remember he was speaking so fast that my sister Lila, she took Spanish all throughout Friends and in college, she couldn't understand. I was barely hanging on. We're both just nodding our heads saying see the whole time. But it's like later on in the second semester, he would do the same thing, but like I could actually understand and respond. So, like, it was honestly the way they spoke was so, it was so fast. And some people have a really thick accent. Like, in the South, they have a thicker accent, which is really hard to understand. But then, like, and they, they're just, like, very exaggerated, and it's, like, things like that were hard. But, like, you could kind of get the gist of what they were saying.
What did the average school day look like for you once you were able to settle in?
Yeah, so we go to school, like, normally from 8:45 to 4:20 usually. And then on Wednesdays, we have something called salida de campo, which is where it's field work. And so we go out either in Zaragoza and we do a bunch of interviews in the street, or sometimes we, like, one time we went to Spain's, like, more unpopulated area, and we planted olive trees for a company and learned all about olive oil. And then it's, like, little things like that where we get to experience, like, kind of, like, the culture and the unseen side of Spain. And that's on Wednesdays. And then Fridays, it's a half day. So it's just kind of, it's more time where you get money to go get lunch. And then you get to, like, do kind of whatever around the city. But it's, like, they're really trying to push you to explore.
All right, so two follow-up questions there. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite field work that you did?
I think my favorite field work was probably... Oh, it's a hard question, I think. Honestly, I think the olive trees, because planting the olive trees was really cool, because when I came to Spain, I didn't like olives, and then I leave really liking them, loving them. And so I think it was really cool to see, like, something that is so, like, it's, like, a product of Spain, and, like, being a part of the process, planting it. And it was, like, really close to a little tiny town. And all, like, the grandmas and everyone was leaning out their windows because they're, like, why is there a group of 60 Americans in our town? And they're all, like, giving us hugs or, like, why are you here? It's just, like, that was really, like, interesting. And it, like, was really special.
And then you mentioned on Fridays having a half day and being able to explore. Is there one particular exploration place that you visited that you really enjoyed or that you enjoyed most?
I think my favorite from those days, Fridays, it's really getting lunch with my friends, because the Spanish lunch is, like, a really big deal. It's, like, spans can span over hours, and it's, there's usually a menú del día, which is, like, you get an appetizer, a main course, and then later a dessert. And so it's, like, I was really sitting at a restaurant, like, finding all about my friends. And, like, I think with these experiences and these meals, like, they became my family, because we were with each other for 9 months, and, like, I felt like I know everything about them. We send each other texts all the time still, and it's just, like, those moments, like, they really made me feel like family the time I spent with them.
How do you think this experience helped you grow on just a personal level?
I think it gave me more confidence, because during school we had to do a lot of presentations in Spanish in front of everyone. Like, my final project was a capstone, and you speak for 8 minutes, which doesn't seem like a long time, but in Spanish in front of everyone, it was kind of scary. But it's, like, with those presentations we do in Spanish, I get a lot more confidence to speak publicly. And then also within the first week, they had us, like, if you want something, you have to order it. And it's, like, speaking to just, like, other people in Spanish has made me realize how small of a task it is to speak to other people in English.
So you really, I mean, I think you touched on this, but, like, the community itself, like, the SYA community, that really, after 9 months, felt like family.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with my host family, at least, like, they, when I left, I was absolutely devastated, because it was like leaving my family, and I don't know when I'm gonna see them, like, again. I hope next year, but it's like leaving my family and then leaving, like, my friends and my friends in Spain. It's just like we're such a tight community, because you don't have anyone else really besides, like, the little community, like, your little SYE community. And so it's like, yeah, so they are, like, exactly, they feel like my family, and leaving them, it's like I have so many friends who feel exactly like my sisters, and it was really hard to leave them, but it's like, because we have that connection, I know we're gonna stay connected.
Do you think, and maybe this touches upon a little bit, like, speaking in Spanish, presenting, mm-hmm. but how can you take kind of your experiences in the classroom from your time in Spain to, like, how do you think that will help you as a, like, a not only friend student next year as a senior, but then also as you prepare for college and in the future?
Yeah, I think it's once again, with confidence, I think the public speaking aspect, there's a lot of it in friends' classes. And I think it's, like, become really, really helpful in, like, that aspect in that area. But I also think in, like, my writing and the way I just, like, present myself has become a lot clearer. And I've kind of defined myself as a student. I know, like, because in Spain, it's, like, they'll give you work, but it's, like, you have to balance out that work with being able to do other things. And so it kind of made me realize, like, if I went to do sports, now I have to, like, start doing all this stuff ahead. And then it's kind of because I had to, like, do a lot of planning for every extracurricular I wanted to do. They have someone who organizes it, but from there on, you have to connect with the coaches, tell them what you want, what works for you. And it's just, I think, it kind of helped me become more organized.
What types of extracurriculars did you participate in?
So I did a cooking class first semester, and it was really interesting because I tried a lot of different Spanish foods, and some I didn't like, but then, like, later on after having it so much, I really loved it. And then I also did basketball for SYA, and I competed against some Spanish basketball teams who are a lot better than our team. We got pretty harshly beat, but it was just really fun being a part of the team. And then I also swam for a Spanish club for a little bit. And that was really cool because it was students from all over. It was someone from Ukraine, and it was just, like, really cool. We're all just like, how did we all end up here in Zaragoza? But yeah, those are extracurriculars.
You've talked a lot about how this experience impacted you as a student in the classroom with confidence. I'm wondering, did this experience also make you want to travel more and see more of the world?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely made me want to go abroad again. And I was even talking about it to my host family. They're like, Rose, you're moving abroad again. They're like, you're moving here. Like, one day, it's like, I, like, really think I can see myself working for a couple years in Spain, or just, like, trying, like, living there for, like, some time, because it's just, like, really, that experience just, like, opened me up to a whole new world outside our small community here. And even though I love Wilmington so much, I also love Zaragoza, and I'd love to have a balance of both worlds. And so I do think, like, in my future, I see myself living and working in Spain.
The cooking class that you took, did you have a favorite dish that you made?
Yes, it's tortilla de patatas, which is super good. It's like a Spanish-style omelet with potatoes, eggs, onion, and then it's like you can either get it well done or like a little runnier. And I honestly like it on the runnier side, which is like, for some people, it's kind of scary because of salmonella, but it's like really not a problem over there. I can promise it's not a problem over there. But I think that was like my favorite food that I made. And it was like kind of like intriguing to see how easy it was, because it's like three ingredients and you kind of throw it all together in the pan. The flipping is the hard part. I didn't do that one, but it was like, that was my favorite dish. And it was just so good and so simple.
My last question for you, for friend school students who are thinking about SYA, what's one piece of advice you might give them? What would you tell them as they might be thinking about this process?
I would just apply. I think there's no harm in applying, and it sounds really daunting going for 9 months, but as I talk to all my first semester friends and my second semester friends, they're like, all I wish is I could do it for the full year. And I think this is, like, a common thing most SYA alums say. It's, like, doing it for the full year is the best experience you're going to get. And I think SYA is, like, the best experience I've had in my life. It's been so life-changing, and I can only recommend it to Wilmington Friends students. I think it's so important. And if you're thinking about it, apply immediately.